If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Rick Tittle knows his sports.
I hate that guy.
I love that guy.
Oh my gosh, he's so fine. Rick Tittle brings home the bacon, fries it up in a pan, and then he eats it.
Ricky T in the hizzle for shizzle, biznatch.
What's going on? Another hour of titillating sports here. Dominic Jimenez, I am in for Rick, and it's going to be me. It's my show now. I am the captain now, except on Friday when Daniel Ogden will be in, and I'm out myself for a couple days next week, and Daniel Ogden will be in. So it's our show now, or something. Realistically, it's none of our shows. It's your show. That's right, you listener. Because for the most part, you have an open forum to participate in the discussion of sports. You give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. And we'll talk some sports, Olympics, football, baseball, basketball, whatever it is. I may not know what you're talking about, but I can still have a conversation with you about it. Put it that way. You want to talk cricket? I'm not well-versed with cricket, but we can do it. Talk rugby. I'll try. Those of you who know rugby, I just made a good pun there. For those of you who don't know rugby, a try is the equivalent of a rugby touchdown. Come for the sports talks, stay for the dad jokes. That's what I do here. Coming up after the break, we'll have J.D. Sharp of Pro Wagering. We'll get his thoughts. A lot of football questions today. I'm sure he'll enjoy that because over the summer is a lot of baseball. So we'll break it up a little bit. Go a little football, a little Olympics. I do have one baseball question for him. It has nothing to do with the White Sox losing 21 games in a row and counting. And by the way, if you didn't see the photo or the video of Miguel Vargas, former prospect for the Dodgers who was included in the Michael Kopech trade. He is now a White Sox, so he went from the Dodgers to the White Sox, and I don't think I've ever seen a more depressed baseball player during / after a game. That poor guy. Talk about penthouse to the streets. Oy! We'll get with J.D. Sharp next. Dominic Jimenez, Titillating Sports.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Total Wireless has made the Totally Keep Up With You. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down. Covered by the Verizon 5G network. And for less than $30 a month, we make your phone your ride or die. Switch now and pick a free 5G phone with qualified plan purchase. And your fourth line at no additional cost. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Now, back to Titillating Sports on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. 12 after, hour 3. That can only mean one thing, and that is it is time for Pro Wagering with our friends over at Pro Wagering. Talk some sports betting, and all of the above. Very excited to welcome in J.D. Sharp, as usual. J.D., before we get into some football, I do have one baseball question. It's got nothing to do with the White Sox or anything like that. It's about Kyle Tucker. Now, we've seen in the NBA and the NFL, we've seen teams get fined for misreporting injuries. And I know he's on the IL, so that is a different kind of animal altogether. But he's been out for 2.5 months now with a bruised shin, and they don't know if he's going to come back this year. Clearly, it's not a bruised shin. What's going on, and from a fan perspective or from an MLB perspective, can anything be done about not clarifying what his injury actually is?
That's a really good question, because you're right. When it happened, I was told 10 days, 15 days at most. And it looked pretty bad, and I know he couldn't put any weight on it, but yeah, there should be something in place that where they actually talk about what his injury is. And obviously, and I can see, I guess, why they would kind of shield it or mask it if they're trying to trade him, but they weren't. He's still there. He's still on the Astros. The deadline's over. He's not going to be traded. Maybe, I'm guessing they resign him. I don't know why they wouldn't, unless his injury is just atrocious, unless it's just catastrophic, unless he has a, you know, Alex Smith type of injury just to one part of his leg. I don't know. I mean, I just know that this guy's had a really great career to start his career. I mean, Bobby Witt-esque, probably even a little longer, obviously, but maybe even a little better. He had a chance to have a tremendous year this year, like an MVP winning year. And it really hurts. It hurts that he went down the way that he did. And yeah, I'd really like to know where he's at. I've looked for updates and I haven't found anything. Again, I was told when it happened, which was what, like early June 1st, mm-hmm. something like that. I was told that it would be 14, 15 days at most, you know, just a little bone bruise. No, it's not a bone bruise. It may be like a major contusion to his shin. It could be a broken leg. I really don't know, but I'm guessing that based on what we're finding out, because I mean, there's what, 50 games left in the season, 40, 49, maybe. Let's say that he does come back and he does a little 7-day, he does, you know, a 7-day assignment before he gets in the bigs. I mean, I would say at best he's probably looking at coming back with like a month left in the season, and then you've got the playoffs. I mean, there's a very real chance that he's out for the entire season, which I think is terrible because he had 19 home runs and 42 RBIs when he went out. I'm guessing he would be, it's not probably Aaron Judge numbers, but 33 or 35 home runs, probably similar to Ohtani. You know, Ohtani's got 34, 81, 32 stolen bases. Ohtani season, how about that? I mean, no one is talking about him. Mm-hmm. Nobody. This guy is not pitching. He will be next year, but he's hitting 310. He's got 34 home runs. He's got 83 RBIs, I think, and he's got 32 stolen bases. This guy's 6'4", 225 pounds. It just shows you how unbelievable of an athlete and how rare of an athlete Shohei Ohtani is. But I agree, they should be much more forthcoming with what's happening with Kyle Tucker. And as a sports card collector, and I have quite a bit of Kyle Tucker, I'm interested for, you know, my own selfish reasons as well, because his value just keeps plummeting because no one knows what's going on. All we know is that he's not getting that MVP type of season that we thought that he would get. And it's not like he's old. He's only 27 years old, so he's got a long time left, obviously. But still, he had a chance to have one of those rare seasons this year, and it's always disappointing when that type of a potential, you know, generational effort is just eliminated because of an injury that's out of his control.
Yeah, thanks for that. I was because I have him on one of my fantasy teams, and you know I know how it impacts me. I could have traded him early on if it was just a bruise or whatever it was, but I wasn't sure how it would impact you because obviously if you've got futures on the Astros, he's hurt. There's nothing you can do about it, but the kind of weirdness about it was bugging me for a little. So I'm glad I got to ask you about that.
Absolutely.
Moving on a little bit for you, I know when every handful of year events happen, the betting world goes crazy. World Cup, the Euros, things like that, Copa America. How is it for you and then just in general, kind of from a betting scope, how are the Olympics? Because I feel like with the Olympics, you have a little bit less of upset potential on an event basis. Are the Olympics heavily bet? We know that everybody's watching them, but are they a heavily bet event?
Well, I can tell you this. I just look for whatever sport involves. It's got to be a women's sport, and I have to know that there is someone with a Y chromosome that is competing on one side at least. If that's the case, and there's a tremendous testosterone-driven physical advantage, I'm going to definitely go with the advantage every single time. Like Iman Khalif,
mm-hmm.
This is the Italian boxer, like the Japanese boxer in the exact same situation. That's what I'm joking. I'm being sarcastic, but
of course.
I really don't know. I have absolutely no idea. I don't bet the Olympics. I saw their opening ceremony and it was borderline disturbing for me. So I just haven't watched the Olympics at all. I'm sure there are a lot of people that are deeply involved in it, but as far as me, again, I guess it's kind of tongue in cheek. If I did know of a situation, even if the odds are like -2,000, -1,500, whatever those numbers are, I mean, when you have that big of a biological advantage, where you just have stronger muscles, you have, I mean, there's just a number of different things that just make you physically superior to your opponent, and the odds don't match that. Then obviously I think that people, at least I would, but a lot of people are taking advantage of that. But as far as like the Olympics itself, I'm guessing they're wagered. I mean, they have to be. You got 36 states that have it in the United States. You have quite a bit of it internationally as well, through most of Europe. I believe they have it in Nigeria. They've got it in a couple other countries, maybe Indonesia, Malaysia. I believe Saudi Arabia has it as well, and they just had, you know, they just the Riyadh season just sponsored that Terence Crawford Majumov fight on Saturday, and so the Saudi market is getting some a Saudi company is getting some traction in America as well. But I personally do not wager the Olympics, at least not these Olympics. Maybe we'll in the future. Again, the starting ceremony just rubbed me the wrong way. Number one, and then number two, I think it's borderline insane actually that someone with a XY chromosome can, you know, whether they're biologically a woman or a man doesn't make a difference, but if you have a Y chromosome and you have every advantage that comes with it, you should not be competing against women. And I have a pretty major problem with that, Tom.
No, I completely get it. And the boxer in question was banned from, there's so many boxing organizations, but they were banned from one of them, and it was an odd decision that the IOC was like, oh, yeah, it's cool. One last question for you, JD. I'll switch it up a little bit and go football here. Brandon Ayuk with the 49ers wants to be paid like he's Justin Jefferson. He's not Justin Jefferson. Demanded a trade. Don't get me wrong. As a Niner fan, I love Brandon Ayuk, but he's not Justin Jefferson. He's not Tyreek Hill. The rumor is now that there are trades in place with the Steelers and the Cleveland Browns. Now it's a matter of the Niners accepting the package and then Ayuk accepting the contract they're offering. When you see a guy who is a Pro Bowl talent but holds out from, this is, you know, all due respect to the rest of the NFL, one of the better situations in terms of the ability to win games, what are your thoughts, just as a football fan? Remove all the betting, everything. When you see a guy like Brandon Ayuk wanting out from the 49ers.
I'm doing my radio show. Hold on. Man. I'm sorry. I think as far as Ayuk goes, I think he's incredibly overrated. I think he's been on a really good team for the last 3 or 4 years. I think he's benefited from Christian McCaffrey. He's benefited from Trent Williams. He's benefited from Brock Purdy being hyper-accurate the last couple of years, not really having a lot of talent at wide receiver besides him. Now, Debo Samuel kind of being able to get those mid-range routes also, or those midfield routes also, and those slot routes, and even being a running back out of the backfield. And then obviously George Kittle, too, drawing multiple defenders, being very hard to tackle. He's a good blocker. I think if he was going to get traded, I think he's getting too much value, honestly. And again, from the Niners, I'm not looking for picks. That team is stacked to the gills, but they have a real problem at the right side of their offensive line. McKibbitz was beaten pretty bad in the Super Bowl by the Chiefs' defensive ends. And then the right guard was beaten worse than he was. Chris Jones had his way with Spencer Burford, and I believe it was Feliciano. So it was that was the right guard during that game. So I think they have a real problem at right guard and right tackle. And if I'm them, I trade Ayuk for a young solid offensive lineman. I think he can probably get it. And again, his value to me. He's been lucky. He's been on really good teams. He's had good talent around him. He's had tons of weapons around him, which helps anyone. But he's only like 6 foot. He's maybe a 190, 192. He barely separated in the Super Bowl from Snead or McDuffie. We watched that. We saw that take place. He has decent combine numbers, around like a 4 or 5 flat. He's quick. He's definitely quick. He's got pretty good hands, but he's not an elite route runner. He's not big. He's definitely not Justin Jefferson. As far as the best team for him, yeah, the Steelers or Browns. I think either one would make sense. Probably more the Steelers. The Browns don't really need him, but they do have a lot of talent on the offensive line that they could grab. But if I'm the Niners, that's what I'm doing. I think the Niners, if they're able to shore up the right side of their line with what they've added in the offseason with Malik Collins and Leonard Floyd and Devondre Campbell at outside linebacker replacing Alec Burks, drafting Malik Mustafa, they get Hufanga back. They just have so much talent on that team. I think that they should definitely get rid of Ayuk, and they drafted Ricky Pearsall too, who to me is maybe even a better version of Ayuk, who's 6'2", 200, 4'4", 42-inch vertical type of guy. Whenever you have that much talent around you constantly, I mean, it doesn't matter who you put in there. I really think that he's just kind of a system guy. He's more of a system wide receiver.
Yeah.
And so I think that Pearsall could be very good in that offense. So, again, if I'm them, I'm looking to do whatever I can to beef up the right side of the offensive line. Because if they do that, this team has a chance to be generationally good. I mean, like 16-2 type of good, maybe 18-0. They have that much talent this year. But we'll see what they do. Otherwise, it's going to be an issue just talking all about Ike. But then also you kind of have the thing where sometimes the team that gets hyped up all offseason, like last year, it was Lamar Jackson. We're going to trade Lamar Jackson, right? And then nobody wanted Jackson. No one wanted to get him. Then they finally ended up re-signing him. And then he has this MVP year. I mean, the exact same thing could happen, I guess, with the Niners this year. But I'm just not sure that Ayuk is as talented as Jackson. In fact, I know he's not. But and I do think that the Niners are going to have problems with elite D tackles, elite D ends, if they don't do something about the right side of the offensive line. But if they do, they're going to be tough for anyone to beat ever because they just have that much talent and they have depth as well.
I think that's one of the greatest mysteries in NFL history, how teams didn't want Lamar Jackson. It doesn't make any sense. You don't have to be a Lamar guy to not realize, hey, this guy's won an MVP already. That is J.D. Sharp, ProWagering, ProWagering.com. J.D., thanks as always, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks about that.
All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. This is Tittlelady Sports.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle this week and part of next. Daniel Ogden will be picking up the extra slack as the tertiary guy, the backup. Daniel Ogden gets the job done too. The rest of the hour open, just me and your phone calls. Yeah, you listener. No, not yeah, you. Give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, and we can talk some sports, whatever it might be. A's, Giants, Warriors, Niners, Raiders, Sharks. Chicago Bears. I don't know where you are. We're her worldwide, baby. You could be anywhere. Maybe the Shanghai Sharks. Well, Chinese Basketball Association. Yeah, we'll do it. A little bit more on the Brandon Ayuk trade. If you've managed to not hear about this at all, A, where you been? B, I almost want to give you props because this has been going on for a while. It's always some kind of, here's the new rumor. Here's this rumor. It's really been annoyingly nonstop, and it's weird because, again, Brandon Ayuk, very good wide receiver. He's not a top 10 wide receiver in the league. It's funny. I don't know if I just said top 5 or top 10. I had the intention of saying top 5, and then I was going to say top 10. But for sure, he's not a top 10 wide receiver in the league. But he wants to be paid like a top 5 guy. It's not going to happen. Not from the 49ers. Not on this version of the 49ers where they're loaded with talent. Parag Marate, their money guy, their salary cap guru, might be the most underrated executive in the NFL and maybe all of professional sports. What he's done to make this team still work, I mean, just think of the people you're paying right now. McCaffrey, Kittle, Trent Williams, Debo, Warner, the multitude of linemen you have, Bosa, Hargrave. There are a lot of guys making a lot of money on this team, and they continue to find ways to operate within the parameters of the rules and the salary cap. So props to them. The way this team is constructed, Ayuk is not going to get a fat payday and be one of the top wide receivers. It's just not going to happen from the 49ers. Now, per NBC Sports Bay Area, the 49ers have reached the framework of trade agreements with both the Cleveland Browns and the New England Patriots. So it's kind of up to Ayuk now about where he wants to play slash, he doesn't have a no trade clause, but the Niners are working with him. Where he wants to play and which team is giving him the contract closest, that most closely matches and aligns with what he is expecting slash wanting. So we're in a holding pattern again. Now we're waiting on Ayuk this time. And reportedly the package from Cleveland will be Pro Bowl wide receiver Amari Cooper and picks. And the Patriots would be former 49er wide receiver Kendrick Bourne and picks. It looks like they're going to get a veteran wide receiver and picks. And I like where JD was coming from saying, they should look for a young right side lineman. And I don't disagree. I'm a 49ers fan. I don't disagree with that. But you know what I'm going to say? I don't think a lot of teams would be willing to give up young offensive line talent. Not just for IU, just in general. I know the 49ers aren't the only team with offensive line problems. Heck, most of the league has offensive line problems. That seems to be, maybe along with quarterback, one of the most difficult positions to fill. I could be wrong. I could be mistaken. But it feels like there are a lot of guys who have come through playing quarterback that, they were not NFL quarterbacks or at least starters. And, yeah, maybe that guy might have been good in college, or maybe you took a flyer on him, and he's not that good either. That possibility exists too. So yeah, great. The 49ers could trade for a young right side lineman. It's not going to happen. Teams are not going to give him up because then they got to give up the young player and then sign Brandon Ayuk to a lot of money. When it comes to these trades, I don't know how I feel about it. If you're the Browns, you're giving up Amari Cooper and picks? Like, yeah, you're getting younger, but Amari Cooper just put up another 1,000-yard season last year. kind of weird to me. And I know I've got a caller right now, but we're going to hit break in about the next minute and change, caller. So if you can hang tight, I'll check in with you during the commercial break, and we'll get you going on the other side. So just hang tight. Thank you for calling. If you want to call and participate, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll be heading to break here shortly. But yeah, finishing it, Aiyuk's agent reportedly found five different teams willing to give Aiyuk the contract that he wants, which is reportedly $28 million. But most of those teams were not meeting the 49ers' demand. And it feels like one of those things where Aiyuk's like, I'm going to demand a trade to really kind of kick the Niners in the butt a little bit. Get them really to the table to negotiate with me and give me the money I want, because I want to stay here. They want me, but I want it under my terms. And it's something, just the way this is drawn out, it feels like that was Aiyuk's play, and the 49ers have called his bluff a little bit. Like, hey, cool, you want to trade? You and your agent can go and negotiate long-term contracts with other teams, and then we'll do whatever we want. We'll do the trade if we like it. So maybe this whole thing backfired. It was all a negotiation ploy, and maybe it just didn't work. I don't know. Get your thoughts if you care about Brandon Aiyuk or the 49ers. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. I'm Dominic Mendez. This is Tiddling Sports.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. Now, back to Titillating Sports on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Dominic Jimenez in for Rick Tittle. Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Whoever called me towards the end of that last segment was a telemarketer of some sort, because when I went to talk with them in the break, I was getting nonsense. So, phone lines are open. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. We'll get down and we'll talk some sports. Two really quick Olympics notes. If you are waiting to watch this later, if you DVR'd them or you're waiting to watch the recap, cover your ears for about 30 seconds. I'll keep it quick, starting right now. Right now. Okay, covered? Okay, great. Team USA Women Soccer, they win in extra time, overtime. Sophia Smith nets a winner for the United States over Germany. They will be playing in the gold medal game on Saturday. And Team Canada men's basketball, led by Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, have fallen to France, led by Victor Wembanyama, in the quarterfinals. So France will move on. And those are your Olympic spoilers brought to you by... Just kidding. 1-800-878-7529. The Chicago White Sox lost again to the Oakland A's Monday night. They are one of the worst teams, arguably, of all time at this point. They've got 27 wins, 91 losses. It's not pretty. So here are some stats about how bad they've been. You know, take it, this is stuff I've aggregated from the internet, so take it with a grain of salt. Some of it might be wrong, but here we go. The White Sox have had a 14-game losing streak this season and are currently on a 21-game losing streak. If you remove those 35 games, their record would still be 27-53. That's right, if you remove those... I said 37, 35. I can't math today. You remove the 35 games from their two large losing streaks, they're still 27-53, which means they're actually 27-88. My bad. But that winning percentage, 338, would still be the lowest in the majors. How about that? But wait, I've got more. When trailing after the sixth inning, the White Sox are 0-56. So if you remove those games where they're losing after six innings, they're still 27-32. They've blown 28 saves, more than the amount of wins they have. They've got 27 wins. They've blown 28 games. Technically 28 blown saves. This one's a good one too. Since the Tim Anderson-Jose Ramirez fight a year ago, the White Sox are 34-120, which is a .283 win percentage. If you take that win percentage and you apply it to this season, the White Sox are going to lose 126 games. It's something. Oh, you thought I was done? No, the internet is awful so many times, and sometimes they provide endless entertainment in things like this. The White Sox are 5-12 in road games this season when they took a lead into the seventh. Yikes. That kind of goes to the 28 blown saves. Here you go, and I don't know what the number is now, but if you had bet $100 on them to lose a game and rolled it over, I want to say you'd be at over $100,000 right now, if not more. That's pretty bad. if they win their next 40 games. That's not right. If they win their next 40 games, they're still under 500. No, they're not. If they win their next 40 games, they're 67 and 54. See, that's why I said take these with a grain of salt, because sometimes they're going to be right, and sometimes I'm just reading somebody making a bad joke. So there's an idea of how bad the Chicago White Sox are slash have been this season. Mind you, that losing streak, active. They lost to the A's Monday night. We're still going. And it ain't pretty. And again, very few things sum the losing streak up. Quite like, again, I referenced it earlier, Miguel Vargas, just the guy looked so despondent, so beaten down. And he's been there for like a week. Imagine being one of these guys who's been there all season, an Andrew Vaughn kind of guy. It's not pretty, folks. All right, 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529 is the number to call. If you want to talk about the futility of the White Sox, I'm all for it. Let's hear it. We're going to switch gears. NBA. Now, earlier in the show, was talking Brandon Ayuk and how his rumors have been nonstop for seemingly a month plus. In the sport of basketball, there is a situation. Everything else isn't comparable, but a situation comparable to Brandon Ayuk in that, is this guy going to get traded or not? Multiple teams are interested. Offers have been on the table. What's going on? Can someone do something? Either re-sign with the team or get traded to a new team. I just need something to happen, and it happened. Utah Jazz forward Lauri Markkanen. Did he get traded to the Warriors? No. Did he get traded somewhere else? Lauri Markkanen has agreed to a contract extension. He's officially off the trade market for at least the 2024-25 NBA season. And a lot of people wanted Lauri Markkanen. He's been connected with the Warriors for weeks, if not month plus at this point. But he's going to sign a 5-year deal worth more than $200 million later this week. He became extension eligible August 6th, and with the new deal, he can't be traded for 6 months. And the NBA trade deadline falls on February 6th, 6 months from Tuesday. So if Markkanen, who is expected to sign his extension on Wednesday, can't be traded. How about that? The Golden State Warriors have made it well known that they've been trying to get Markkanen for weeks. Again, for a while now. They've been willing to offer Moses Moody, several first-round picks, pick swaps. But the Jazz wanted Brandon Podziemski in any deal for Markkanen, and apparently that was an asking price the Warriors were unwilling to meet. So here's the thing. Again, from me, as a Warriors fan, I wouldn't have minded if they traded Brandon Podziemski. I have no deep attachment to Brandon Podziemski. However, I'm glad the trade didn't materialize, because I didn't want to give up that much for Lauri Markkanen. Would I prefer to have Lauri Markkanen on my team? Of course. I'd rather have him than not have him, for sure. But in terms of what I'm giving up, yeah, you're going all... The sense is you're going all in to try to win at least one, maybe two more with Steph. I get that. I respect it. But you still got to have at least a little bit of long-term glasses on. Steph's got, 3 years? at his level? Maybe four? And when Seth and Dre are gone, then what? Yeah, Markkanen's younger. He's under 30. Could have very easily stepped into that role as the best player on the team. And those picks may not be great, but I'd rather have them than not. So it all works out there. And it came out over the weekend that Markkanen was adamant about not wanting to be traded. And he didn't have a no-trade clause, but he was adamant about not being traded because he and his family love Utah. He loves playing for the Jazz. And they traded away Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert over the last few years. They got Markkanen, Colin Sexton, a lot of picks. They're hoping that Markkanen can be that guy. Or that they're going to be able to draft that guy. What do the Warriors do from here, Dom? I don't know. I really don't know. They're reportedly not interested in Zach LaVine or Brandon Ingram. Kind of makes sense. They don't need another wing guy that can't really play defense, who's not the most efficient player. They've already got one of those. Maybe even a couple. I've seen the name Jonas Valanciunas tossed out there. I'd be okay with it. Again, depending on what you give up, I'd be okay with it. I don't have a problem with that. Valanciunas, automatically the biggest player on the team. Arguably, automatically the best rebounder on the team. Come on, Looney, very good. Valanciunas, bigger. Got more size. More of an offensive threat than Looney is, too. Not that Valanciunas is going to be averaging 25 a game, but he's more than capable of putting up double-doubles every night. I'm all good with that. Grand scheme of things, I honestly don't see the Warriors making any, if many moves. I just don't see it. They have assets, but I think they're better served holding on to said assets. The draft picks, all right, those are fine. I don't care if those go. But Brandon Pajemski, there's value there. Moses Moody, there's value there. Jonathan Kuminga, there's value there. But the Warriors miss on Paul George. They lose Klay Thompson. They miss on Lauri Markkanen. Where do they go next? Only time will tell. All right, there's still time for you to call in. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Dominic Jimenez, this is Tater Lane Sports.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back to the show. Closing things down until we run it back tomorrow. I guess technically you can still call me. We'll get you in for a minute here. You know, one of the things that I'm not the biggest Olympics fan, but one of the things that I do like is, and I also find it fascinating, is watching sports that realistically I could watch if it wasn't Olympics. Now, I'm not talking about basketball and soccer. Those are fine. But things like swimming, I could watch competitive swimming in the United States, but I don't, but I love it in the Olympics. Track and field may not be my favorite thing, but realistically, I could watch it Millrose games. College. I have a point to this. If I watched college track and field, maybe I would have known this fact. But in 2018, LSU might have had one of the best recruiting classes in track and field history. Now, mind you, I don't know my track and field recruiting classes, but I do know, again, thanks to the internet, that there were two Olympians, two medalists, who were both freshmen and had their orientation on the same day at LSU in 2018. First off, for all of you in America, you probably have heard this name. Sha'Carri Richardson won the silver medal in the 100-meter dash, 100-meter sprint. She was a freshman, 2018. Alongside her at LSU, 2018, freshman, Sweden's Armand Duplantis. I'm like, all right, cool, Dom, whatever. Yeah, it is worth mentioning because Armand just broke the pole vault world record en route to a gold medal. So in 2024, a gold medal, world record setting gold medalist and a silver medalist. 6 years ago, on the same day, orientation at the same time, both were freshmen at LSU. That's a little fun fact. All right, I'm Dominic Jimenez. We're going to do this again tomorrow, same time. This is Titillating Sports on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Wrestling Observer Live is up next.
man, I hope we don't have brain damage.
Great way to end the show.